Hi, this is a message for everyone watching on tmgstudios.tv. I want to clarify something. Last week, I made some statements about my love for the people that are watching on YouTube, and I neglected to say anything about you, and I just wanted to say I regret that. But I didn't say anything because I know that you're number one in my heart. I already knew that you already knew that. I didn't feel like I had to say it, and that was my bad. And I apologize. We got some comments. I think the top most upvoted one was something like, all right, I guess I'll go fuck myself on TMG Studios. So I just want to apologize and just say that I should have, you know, explicitly said something about how much I truly value you. And yeah, you know you're the best. Come on. You already knew that. We got a good thing going. So thank you. I appreciate you. Let's get into the episode.
This is so cool.
So this is Taco Tuesday Girl.
Hey, I know her.
Yeah.
This is not boring. I agree with that.
My
long form unedited conversation. I love it.
Welcome back to Insanely Chill, everyone. Today, Kelsey is back with us.
Hey.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And exciting news. Your very first merch is out and available for purchase. Unfortunately, this is coming out not on the day, but a week later. So
okay.
I just realized that. So I really hope
it's
by
Black
this point.
It's Black Friday when people are listening to this.
It's what?
So Black Friday.
It's Black Friday.
So you got to go get Kelsey's merch.
Unless it's already sold out.
Then,
sorry.
But
you should subscribe to my channels and not just Cody's, and then you would have gotten it on time.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's the real lesson here. I did want to show it off a little bit, though, because I truly, really, really love it. I think you did a fantastic job. Who did you work with on the design?
Her name is Emma.
Okay.
Do you want me to pull up her Instagram?
Yeah, sure. I mean, just to give her credit, because she did a crazy job.
She did an amazing job.
Really good.
But, like, you're... one thing I did want to say about this is, I think you're really good at design generally. Like, you're just like a very creative person and you're really good with design. I feel like in most cases when I work with an artist for merch, like, they give me a design and I'm like, yeah, that looks great, better than I could do, so let's go with it.
Okay.
But you were really good at being like, no, I don't like this part, I think this needs to be more me. And through those revisions, you ended up with something that was like truly incredible and exactly the vision that you wanted.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I'm really, cool. I'm really, really happy with how it turned out. Her name on Instagram is at EMA_B_G, and her name is Emma, and she lives in Lisbon.
Oh.
So we could only talk over email.
Because Lisbon, people that are in Lisbon don't have phones.
The time difference was what really made it an issue.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha. I thought these weren't quite caught up technologically, but they do have.
I believe she has a phone.
Okay.
I know she has an email address.
So tell the story behind this. This was a note that you wrote your grandma?
And it
was,
yeah. Well, I drew my grandma a picture and I found it in my grandma's place. And that was part of it. I wrote that. So that's my handwriting from when I was a kid.
And then true love, like the way it's spelt, was your grandma's license plate.
Mm-hmm. And that's a tattoo that I have.
Isn't that sick?
Wow. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's all like, she had a vision.
It's way
she
more
made
thoughtful
it
than
way
yours.
More thoughtful than me. I'm like, I come up with a stupid ass phrase.
Yeah.
And
but
then
it's
I'm
still
like,
good.
I work with my designer, who's great, by the way. Like, we've worked together for a while now. And then I'm always just like, yeah, let's just do it. Fuck it.
But it always looks good. Yours.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But yours looks a lot better. And I'm honestly jealous.
Stop.
I'm jealous.
Do you ever actually get jealous?
Of you?
Like, no, not like of me. I just mean like in general. Like, are you a jealous person?
No.
I don't think you are either.
No, not really. I'm more like to indulge in envy.
Okay. I was just trying to like actually, what do you
in terms
do you
of like
ever
the
get...
seven whatever the seven deadly sins, right?
Is yeah. That... Yours is envy, not gluttony.
What the fuck does that mean?
Wow.
You you love food. Like, you are always getting the most food.
Getting the most food?
If I had, like, you are.
I am always doing the most.
Okay.
And getting the most.
Like, you, like, if you could get, like, 14 cakes and, like, you would always just get, like, the most, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Which I love about you.
So, gluttony is one of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say envy. You know, I try not to, but I feel like you can't really... I feel like if you're an ambitious person, you can't really help that part. And I kind of use it more... It's not a negative form of envy where I'm like, oh, I wish that person didn't have that.
Right.
Thing. You know, sometimes it does, but I try to, oh, no, that's bad. Don't think those things. Use it as motivation.
Without it being pulled up, how many of the seven deadly sins can you name?
I can maybe name four.
What are they?
Gluttony.
Yep.
Is envy one of them?
Yeah.
It's yes.
Jealousy?
Jealousy.
No.
Hedonism?
Nope.
No.
Arson?
Yes, it is. Arson? That's no. Definitely one.
That's definitely one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope.
Gambling?
Nope.
I'm thinking.
Farting?
That's farting. I'm taking this definitely, question seriously.
I learned that in Catholic school.
Yeah.
No farting.
Maybe like
pissing, shitting, crapping?
Yeah. No. That might be the same umbrella.
Coming.
That one's like actually encouraged.
That is one of them.
What are they?
Lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride.
Classics.
Yeah, all tried and true classics.
Yeah, they really are if you think about it. Yeah. Sloth.
Sloth.
Ugh. Classic. Classic sin.
Sid from Ice Age. Seven deadly Sids. Thank you very much for that joke. So... I want to confront you a little bit about the oats that I made you this morning.
I'm going to confront you. Okay. I actually was saying...
Not a joke.
Okay.
Sorry. I made you oats. I thought they were very good. I made them how I usually like them.
Mm-hmm. Which is when you presented them to me and you called them Cody's bad oats. You thought they were very good.
It's a cute little self-deprecating name that I have for them, but I actually really enjoy them.
Okay. And I, at first, it was a little bit slimy for me.
Okay.
And then I had, when I was, you know, like, doing my hair and stuff, they were sitting there and they were getting a little colder. And as they got colder, they actually got better.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And then I was enjoying them by the end of my time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you ended up liking them.
Yeah.
So what would you rate them out of 10?
7, 6.
And there you have it.
It's not bad.
You eat the Cody's bad oats, right?
I do, actually.
You make them for Ryan?
Absolutely not.
I was like, that's the sweetest thing you've ever done. That is so sweet.
He makes
the
crew oatmeal every morning.
You know, that's so sweet.
You know how Kevin brings in chili into the office?
Yeah.
Kevin's chili?
Yeah.
Mine's, I bring a huge vat of oats.
I thought that was so cute that you brought everyone oats in the morning.
Shock on Kelsey's face.
No.
Whenever you make Ryan oats.
I thought it was so sweet. you make them yourself?
I do. We've been eating oatmeal recently, my wife and I, but we do instant oatmeal in the morning, which is not that good because we just have to be in such a rush.
Right.
But then I start putting blueberries and maple syrup in it, and I'm like, it's Cody's bad oats.
Okay.
Wow.
And a little granola now.
You should add a little peanut, like a little almond butter, perhaps.
Yeah, or just get crazy and add like chili powder.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Everything but the bagel seasoning.
Yep.
Ooh.
Celery. Start fucking it up.
Celery probably wouldn't be bad.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't really Tabasco. Have a taste.
Then they would
tuna casserole now. It's
yeah. Cody's terrible oats. I did want to talk about kind of how like social we've been getting.
Oh my God, yeah. I was just talking about this last night with my friends.
Were you?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
We have a lot of social events this week.
We do.
I know.
And last week?
Yeah.
And the week before?
Like, what's up?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We went through this period of, like, 3 months where we didn't really do anything.
And had no desire to, really.
Exactly. And now all of a sudden it's like social hour every single night.
Yeah. And it's like, who do we think we are?
Yeah.
And it's also like, why? Why are we doing this? Every time I'm like, we should probably be home.
It's fun, though.
Last night was fun.
Last night was a lot of fun.
It does. It does usually end up being fun.
Yeah.
Like I think tonight's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight's fun.
Maybe. I really have no idea.
It does feel like one of those things where it's like, it's some of this stuff feels, we've been getting invited to these things. We have this new PR. They're really good. They've been inviting us to these things. Like, we're going to something cool on Sunday. I don't want to ruin it because I don't know if the video will be out by then.
Okay.
But we're going to the AMAs, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
It should be out, hopefully. Okay.
That's cool. We get to like walk the carpet and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's like Hollywood, but it does feel a little cool.
It'll be cool for sure. Taylor Swift, maybe.
You think so?
What if she is? What if she is, though?
Ryan's a big fan of the album.
I know.
She probably will be.
She might be.
She goes to those things.
No, she, and well, sometimes she doesn't, sometimes she does. And this time she is going to award shows.
Yes.
And she's nominated for some stuff. Imagine?
Okay, you run into Taylor Swift.
Yeah. What would I do?
Mutual friends. Yeah, I don't know. Just you're near each other. What are you doing?
She would go. Tip, 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 tip.
I would probably just be like this. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't say anything.
You would burst out in tears.
I would be crying.
Yes.
Perhaps.
100%.
I honestly have no idea. I've thought about this so many times.
Sure.
So many times. I have no idea what I would say.
You talk about it a lot too.
See, meeting her?
Like last night, we're at Post's show, and she's like, what if he brings out Taylor Swift? I'm like, why the fuck would he bring out Taylor Swift?
Okay, but I
And she's like, every single time I go to a concert, I think that.
That's true, but I know it's stupid. Like, I wasn't like, he really might bring her out, but like, I was laughing about it when I was saying it.
Yeah, I know. I like that you think about like the possibility.
I do.
Like, what would happen if... What would it be like if he brought her out? Would they even sing? They don't have a song together.
Well, they don't have to have a song together.
So then what would he do?
They could sing one of her songs. It's like a thing that people do.
Okay, true, yeah.
Like, okay, now you guys must have never been to a Taylor Swift concert here.
Who did she bring out?
She always brings out like special guests, always. Yeah. And then they just sing like one of the guest songs together. And
she
it's
had
like
a whole tour where every stop she brought
out. Every single
from
stop.
The town.
Yes. That's,
yeah. I think. Wow.
And
yes.
It was so cool. Like, yeah. It was like, who's the special guest going to be? And then they would just sing. Like, she didn't have a song with them because she barely ever has any features because she doesn't need them.
Right.
But she would just sing one of their songs with them. And then it was like cool to see. Remember Troy Sivan came out when we were in LA?
Yeah. 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 I think artists should do that in every single city they go to is bring out a special
it's
guest.
It's so exciting every time
it really is.
A guest comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking to someone yesterday, and they were like, "Well, at the Forum show, Jack Black was there in the green room, and he was going to come out. They were trying to convince him to come out.
Wait, really?
For the shows last night at the Crypto Arena and
what?
Just dance.
That would have been so cool.
I know.
Damn.
And crazy shit. We met Dave Grohl last night.
Yeah, what? We did.
We wow. met Dave Grohl last night, and we talked with him for like 5 minutes, and we made him laugh.
Cody did.
Can we get
How'd you make him laugh?
It wasn't really directly.
Yeah,
I said a joke and he was not listening, but then someone repeated it and he heard that and laughed and then looked at me like he
yeah.
knew I
he
was
knew
the
he,
one who said
yeah,
it originally.
Yeah, yeah. He did oh. look at Cody and laugh after. Maybe he was laughing like, this guy stole your joke. He was laughing at you.
Yeah,
can you
probably.
Just believe your joke just got stolen?
Yeah.
That's what he was probably saying.
That's probably what it was. He felt bad.
Yeah.
He was just laughing in my vicinity.
No, he was laughing with you. But it was really exciting.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Like, we were standing like, holy fuck, that's Dave Grohl.
That's insane.
Right?
Dave Grohl is like...
No, big time.
Big time.
I yeah. know.
Huge.
No, I know. It was wild. And we, like, weren't going to talk to him. And then
he's from the Foo Fighters, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and Nirvana.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
But
I know.
Here come the
I
comments.
I have brain rot.
But
so.
Also Nirvana.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
And
I know that.
He knows, you guys.
The very first song I learned on drums was Learn to Fly by the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Ooh,
so they have
a
very...
Something.
What?
Give us a little.
Okay, sure. No, that's Enter Sandman. That was actually the first song I learned how to play. Learn to Fly is, and I talk about it, carry on.
Yeah.
Reasons I'm in. You can't see me, but I'm air drumming the fuck out of this. But it's you.
No, they can't see you. You're on a video.
I fell into.
Hey, so he sang it, wow. But we are not sure.
So that's what I did for Dave last night.
He did.
And they did that. And he thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
You should do that if you meet Taylor Swift at the AMAs.
Yeah. Play Learn to Fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's you. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. What if Taylor Swift brought out Dave Grohl at the AMAs? We're taking a quick break to thank our sponsor, TMG Studios. And before you say anything, yes, it's completely fine that my own production company sponsored my own podcast. Daddy's got to scratch his own back sometimes. When you sign up for TMG Studios, you don't just get ad-free episodes of Insanely Chill, you get all of our shows ad-free. And with the Studios tier, you get access to hundreds of unfiltered bonus episodes from our other shows like Brooke and Connor and TMG. So go to tmgstudios.tv and sign up for TMG Studios tier to get access to ad-free and bonus episodes.
I'd be like, Dave. Nuts. Remember his joke? That'd be crazy.
So then that was last night. And then tonight we're going to this, like, you know, the brand Lowe's. It's like a Lowe's hardware.
Great hardware shop.
It's a really great hardware store. No,
I didn't even think that's how you would pronounce it.
It's like Lueur.
It's like Lueur.
It's a really sick designer brand. We're going to this party tonight. It's like they're opening a store on Rodeo Drive and they're doing like a opening party.
It's Lowe.
It's like a crazy designer brand. And I guess when you go, when you get invited to these things, you can like ask them if they'll dress you. And they said yes. So yesterday we went to this fitting. Mm-hmm.
Well, they said yes to you. They didn't have it in the capacity to dress me. That was a direct quote. But they did give me a purse.
Yeah.
And so I bought myself shoes.
Yeah. It just
you sold the purse. So
yeah. Another brand's shoes that I'm going to wear tonight.
Also, it was funny when you told that girl, you're like, I bought the one of the girls doing the fitting. You're like, I actually bought the silver shoes. And she was like, oh, those are really hard to pull off.
She did say that. And I was like, thanks. She was like, well, I'll know who you are. Like, I'll look out for the shoes. And I was like, well, now I don't think I'm going to wear them probably. But thank you.
But she was nice.
She was super nice.
Yeah, she gave you a purse.
She did. They were really, really nice.
It's just this whole thing. Stuff like this. There's no like actual ROI, right? I don't know. I feel like for something like a podcast or, yes, I know I used ROI.
What does that even mean?
But I'm saying,
just talking about like, you know, hanging out and you're like, there's no ROI for this.
I don't even know what that means. I'm like this. Mm-hmm, true.
I'm saying no idea. Return on investment. Like,
yeah.
When you don't, because it's part of our industry is like numbers. It's everything is measurable. You post something, you see how many views it gets. You see how much AdSense it generates. Mm-hmm. For stuff like this, it's like relationship building. It's so vague. I can't help but feel like, and it's so like vain. You go and you try on these clothes, you look in the mirror, you think you look sick, and then you go to this party where you're supposed to like act cool, and it's all about like relationships and nothing. It just feels like, I can't help but it feels like a indulgent and a little bit of a waste of time. Ooh. But you have to remember, it's like if you want to, you kind of have to play this game.
Well, it's nice to like make, like build relationships with people.
No, I agree, but don't you have to agree, like, sometimes we're at these things, it kind of feels like, oh, fuck, why are we here? We should just be at home with our pets.
Well, yeah, but I think that a lot.
Same.
But I think that I was like, I don't know, I just feel like it's cool, like, it was cool to go yesterday, and I was just talking to that girl the whole time when you were trying stuff on, and I was like, oh, like, we got along.
Yeah.
Maybe next time she'll remember that, like, we got along. And then they will have it in their capacity to dress me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But so it's pretty important. Like, those relationships are just as much, if not more important than, like, the numbers of it all.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're describing an opportunity cost.
If we're throwing out finance terms, opportunity cost.
That's the only one I
know. I love finance terms. I understand them and appreciate them.
Just half of my brain is, like, when I'm doing this stuff, it's like, oh, man, this is... Like, because you say it and people roll their eyes. Oh, you're going to a fashion event show and you went to a fitting. Mm-hmm. So Hollywood. But then I'm there and I'm like, this is kind of fun. Might as well take advantage of this opportunity while we have it.
It's like part of work.
I agree. But I think it's also something that you can get totally sucked up in and wrapped up in. And then you waste all your time doing this.
Yeah.
That doesn't generate anything. Like, this is not gonna help our YouTube careers.
Right. But I think that, like... I think that we're past the point. Like, we, like, have a pretty normal social life, like in general, like we hang out with our friends who live out here and we, it's chill and we just live a pretty normal life. And so going to these things like doesn't, and we're older. It's like, we're not going to get like that sucked up in it all.
Yeah. Does feel like we're doing it like every single night though.
But you know what I'm saying.
No, I know. For some reason
I don't
now,
even know why I'm trying to explain.
No, for some reason now in the fall, it's like before Christmas time, it's like everything happens now.
It's like the busiest time.
It's crazy.
I know.
And then there's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for something.
Yeah, true.
We hung with Rhett and Link a little bit last night.
We did.
That was cool.
Yes.
It was good to hang with them.
Yeah.
We were having fun.
I never met Rhett.
Neither. Really
nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Yeah, he was really nice. Super tall.
Yeah, very tall.
Yeah.
Was this room just like you guys, Rhett and Link, Dave Grohl, Post Malone? Like, what is this?
Yeah, there was about 40 other people there.
Okay.
They were all doing Learn to Fly for Dave.
I think
a single fly line.
Yeah.
One right after the other.
I think 80% of the people in that room were smoking something as well.
For sure.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
I honestly felt like I was like contact high off a lot of shit.
Mm.
I know that sounds like the nerdiest thing, the dweebiest thing.
He
I could
kept saying that, and I was like, okay.
You couldn't even see. It was like, where?
Stop saying that where? So loud.
Babe, I think I'm contact high.
Mr. Grohl, are you smelling that? I'm getting a contact high.
Cody, stop.
Mr. Grohl. Sorry, I'm having trouble seeing you with all the smoke in here. Sorry.
There was that one guy that came up to us, though, and was like, what if I just turned off the music and asked everyone to put out their like cigarettes and stop smoking? Yeah.
Yeah,
that was funny.
That was Orville Peck.
Yeah, you know.
Met him, too. Good guy. You listen to his music at all?
I've heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just trying to picture like what room.
It was just like a room, okay? Classic. Yeah. Classic room.
Just picture
walls, kind of like a lot of smoke.
And then celebrities everywhere.
No, that's not true.
Picture
a beer pong table.
Picture the Lowe's store on Rodeo Drive, right?
Okay.
We're there getting fitted for clothes.
Yeah.
Cody.
Dave Grohl and Taylor Swift are standing there. Okay. I'm air drumming.
Wow.
Learn to Fly. Okay?
Yeah.
Fever dream.
I'm tracking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was just normal. It was just, yeah.
It was very normal.
Playing beer pong.
Kyle Yahweh was there. That was cool.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And
Zach Bia.
Zach Bia.
Now we're just name dropping. I hate this.
Yeah, me too.
Did you guys win at beer pong when you played?
No.
No.
But we did do pretty well.
We came close. Last cup. One to one.
Who did you play against?
His Post and his DJ.
Smitty.
Yeah.
So they kind of have home field advantage because they're probably playing.
They're
constantly.
Really
constantly.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
So Last Cup is admirable. That's a good,
yeah,
good showing.
Yeah, we did pretty well, honestly.
Yeah.
For like two people who haven't played in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually. You probably played this past weekend.
Yes, I did. I played a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did well. Anyways, it was a fun night. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the social stuff. Just because it's, I don't know, it's interesting.
It is interesting. A lot of it's not as like glamorous as it seems like it is. Like when we went to that Harry Styles movie premiere and I was like seeing other people's posts about it, I was like, were you guys at the same thing as I was? Yeah. We just sat and watched a movie.
Yeah.
People are like, amazing night.
I know.
And it's like, what the fuck? We just walked in, got popcorn and sat down. Like,
yeah, we just went to a movie theater.
Like it was like, I was like, how is this? It's just, it's not as like crazy as it seems.
I know the red carpet and everything makes it seem like this is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know, like social. Like, I don't know. It's funny too, because
everything's
we talked
smaller
to,
and like not as like cool.
When we talked to Emma about what it's like to go to the Met Gala and like these other crazy fashion shows that she goes to, it's interesting like getting those BTS comments too, because it's kind of the same thing. It's just like makes you, it's a good reminder that nothing is ever as good or as bad as it seems.
Right. Yeah.
It's just still just an event. People are awkward. They stand around. They don't know what to say to other people.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this comes out like right after my birthday.
Oh my God. Right after Thanksgiving.
And right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So I'd like to give thanks.
Me too.
For another year.
Mm-hmm.
another wonderful year.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff, your merch.
Okay. Wow. That's sweet. That's
and
really
you can
sweet.
Get that at
truelove.com.
TRULUVE.com.
Mm hmm.
Forgot to mention that earlier.
Oh.
LUVE, Kenny.
Oh, way to fuck it up, Kenny.
Sorry, Kenny. I'll always have your back unless you spell my merch wrong.
Woo! Yeah.
One day. Charm.
Now I got to buy some after all that.
Yeah, you do. It better be sold out by the time this comes out.
I bought 65 pairs of sweatpants.
Wait, before we move on, can I just ask, is there anyone else besides Taylor that you guys are looking forward to like maybe bumping elbows with at the AMAs?
Ryan Seacrest wouldn't be there, right?
Who did you say?
Just Ryan Seacrest. There's literally only two celebrities that I would ever like not be able to talk to when I met, right. And it's them. But
I mean, if like Alexander Daddario was there, I mean, I wouldn't not say what's good.
Totally.
Or Alison Brie.
Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to fuck Ryan Seacrest. But oh sure.
No, I don't know. Who goes to the American Music Awards?
I have no idea.
Musicians.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of musicians.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Who should we...
Pull up my playlist real fast, see what I've been listening to.
Okay.
Let's see.
Should I do that too? I've mainly been listening to Taylor Swift.
On my playlist here.
It's just Afro beats.
Yeah like Cody's is just Celine Dion.
Adekunle Gold.
Kidding, I'm not listening to Celine Dion.
Here are the nominees. Should we try to guess who's going to win?
Omalay, yeah. Fireball DML.
Okay.
Adekunle Gold.
So here, these are the people, well, in this category that I would be excited to see.
Yep.
Taylor Swift, okay. Drake.
Bad Bunny for sure.
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
The Weeknd, all any of them.
Yeah, I would be excited about anyone. But Taylor Swift and Drake both being nominated for Artist of the Year and the year that I'm going to the AMAs. Isn't that kind of beautiful?
That is pretty that beautiful. Is.
They're my top two artists.
So you liked the new album?
Taylor's? Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is another thing that I want to talk about. We're going to the show.
Yeah.
She announced a tour.
Yes.
And we have one of our friends bought a box. He got a bunch of people to go in on a box. He has that secured. We're going to pitch in and go as part of this box. So we're going to the concert.
Yes.
But so then why yesterday were we both sitting on the presale trying to get tickets for another show?
You know the answer to that question. I know you know the answer to that question because I see the answer written on the screen.
I know, we're doing a podcast. So.
I know, but I'm just saying, don't make it seem so fucking crazy that we were doing that.
Oh, I didn't mean to pitch it like it was a crazy thing. Again,
I want to see Gracie Abrams.
Okay.
I like Gracie Abrams. I think she's going to be a star. And I think it's really cool that she's opening up for Taylor Swift because she's a fan of Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And I just think she's a lyrical genius. And I want to see if I could see her and then see Taylor Swift. And also, I get nervous that I'm not going to like, what if I miss something? Or like, what if I piss my pants and I have to go to the bathroom and I miss like.
You do tend to do that.
I'm the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Yeah.
I know. So
explain what happened there.
Okay, well, that was just like sad all around. But wait, can I just finish my train of thought?
Sure.
So what if that happens and then I miss something? At least I'll be like, okay, well, there's always next time. There's always in a couple days when I come again. Or what if I just want to see her sing that song one more time?
Right.
I mean, I just like, we really never know. Like, what if we never get to see her live again? Mm. I mean, I just don't think that there, like, I think that this is what I want to do, and I know that this is what I want to do is go see her one more time when she's with Gracie Abrams in LA, and that's fine.
Totally. I wasn't.
Well, expecting. I'm just saying. That's how I feel. Thank you all. Everybody is like this. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
no,
yeah.
It's great. I mean, did you see her on the Fearless tour or which one?
Yeah.
Fearless tour? It's a great show.
No, sweetie.
Gracie
no,
Abrams
you,
was on the Fearless tour?
Cody saw her at the Reputation tour.
Reputation tour.
Fearless was her first.
Yeah, I was like.
We went on a date together to the Taylor Swift show.
Mm-hmm. The Reputation.
Reputation, yeah.
Fearless, and Cody, Fearless, I was in high school.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Gracie, not that.
Gracie Abrams was maybe not born.
Yeah.
Not talking about Gracie. Talking about Taylor. Sorry, we went to a Taylor show together.
Yeah.
And you were talking about how much of a production it is, mm-hmm. all the lore and everything. And I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. Whatever, babe. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being one of the best concerts I've ever seen because mm-hmm. she really does like go all out. In
Commands
terms of,
the stage.
And this wow. has to be the highest grossing tour of all time, what she has planned.
For sure.
Like I can't imagine. The ticket prices are astronomical. The demand for them is insane. Like, she's the number one artist on the planet right now. They're,
yeah.
I can't imagine how much money this tour is going to generate. Yeah. The ROI of this tour.
Oh, my God. But I'm excited.
I am too. It's going
to
be great. So,
you got tickets to Taylor and Gracie Abrams, though?
We didn't. We will eventually.
Pre-sale didn't.
It was just too difficult.
So you had to keep your phone open on the window and wait for 2,000 people to buy tickets.
Right.
And we are going another time, so it wasn't like the end of the world.
Right.
But I won't stop trying.
Are you going to go through a third party now to get tickets for that night?
I might just have to.
Yeah.
SeatGeek.
Yeah, we can maybe cut this, but if we have a SeatGeek ad right
there, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you the Kendrick concert, you tend to like go to the bathroom at the worst times.
Mm. I try not to, but sometimes when I have to pee, it comes out of nowhere and I really have to pee, you know? Mm. Like, I will actually piss in my pants, you know? So I had to leave. There was like literally two songs that I wanted to hear, and one of them happened as I was peeing. And it was like, it felt like the right time. Like, it was like, oh, he's playing this song, you should be good. And so I went, and I was not good. And then the other one, he simply just didn't play.
Yeah.
Mm. He played the chorus and then said, that was enough of that.
Kelsey was like, there's two songs I want to hear. It's these two songs. And she's like, she's like jumping around. She's doing her pee dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you just go. And she was like, no, but if I miss these two songs, I'm going to be so disappointed. I was like, it's an hour long set. The chances are that he plays one of these songs. I was mansplaining.
Yeah, percentages.
Percentages and odds and stuff like that, and ROI and percentage cost. I'm like, the opportunity cost of going to the bathroom right now is astronomical. Just go.
You're never going to get a better opportunity.
Yeah.
To
yes.
invest in your bladder.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, right exactly. now. And so she was like, okay, fine. And she goes to the bathroom, and like literally the door closes and the song comes on. And I was like, no.
Oh,
God damn it.
Yeah.
What song was it?
I like Good Kid, Mad City.
That was the one
song
that came on
yeah.
when she was
yeah.
in the bathroom. And then the yeah. one she really wanted to hear was Swimming Pools.
Yeah.
Oh,
and what happened with that? He just sang.
He said like, pool full of liquor, then you dive in. And they just stopped.
Did one line from the song and that's
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, it wasn't great. And I just really wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
I went to see him at Coachella in 2016, and I was like with a group of people, and I was just kind of like, I'm not going to say I want to go see anyone. It's just too difficult. And so I was like, the only thing I want to do is see Kendrick Lamar. They were like, totally, totally. Last night, I go to all these shitty fucking shows before this. Didn't see Lord. It's fine.
Hold on, you weren't with us though.
I was not with Cody.
This
no.
is the next.
This is, yeah. No, it wasn't with Cody. And so we get to see Kendrick Lamar, and all I wanted to do was hear Swimming Pools because it's one of my all-time favorite songs. And then everyone was like, wait a second. We think Rufus Du Sol is going to this fucking surprise performance at the tent. And I was like, okay, like, bye. And they were like, we have to go. And I was like, fine, aww. Let's go. And so we're walking away. I was just two tears going down, aww. Wasn't saying anything. And Swimming Pools started playing as I was walking away. And I literally said to myself, next time he's playing, I have to go see him. I have to go see him. And then so I went in LA and then he just didn't fucking play the song.
This all makes sense now on like why you want to get tickets to Taylor Swift, Gracie Abrams so bad. Because you had this experience. Where it's like,
you know,
she does. Yeah. Yeah. You have a little bit of bad luck when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah. I mean.
Because I think you have expectations.
I do.
Which is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Because it happens a lot with, like, your Postmates orders, too.
What?
Like, we'll get Postmates and hers will be fucked up. But mine won't be.
Well, or, like, you just eat Like one time we no, uh-oh. One time we got
like, no, yours is fucked up too. You just inhale it.
We got a
don't
completely
notice.
Wrong order. We got somebody else's order, Kelsey B. Literally it said it like the wrong name on the thing. And I was like, oh, like ours is coming. And Cody's like, oh, I already ate the sandwich. Like, and I was like, are you kidding? Like, okay. Yeah.
Gluttony.
So, gluttony, baby. Gluttony.
Mr. Glutton.
That does sound like Cody.
Yeah. That tracks. It's a perfectly good sandwich. I'm not going to let it go to waste.
No, I know.
I have no expectations. If my order's fucked up, I'm like, well, I mean, opportunity to try something new, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. And I'm like, I deserve what I want.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, as we were saying before, this comes out on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Thankful for another wonderful year. Thankful for...
Turning 32. Mm-hmm. You just turned 32.
Yep. And every year I do a video on my main channel where I talk about, where I find a BuzzFeed article about like either what it's like to be the age that I just was or what it's like to be the age that I'm turning. And I compare and contrast what I'm expecting or what it actually felt like. This year, I don't think I'm going to do one just because I'm kind of sick of doing them. But I thought it actually would be fun to do like a more low-key one here with you. Mm-hmm. So this is a BuzzFeed article called 32 Things That Happened the Day You Turn 32.
Ooh.
This is when I'm finally supposed to feel like a full-fledged adult, or I love that as long as I've been doing these, they've always been about like adulting.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter what. Which has been a thing that's, I mean, I just hate that term.
Yeah.
So let's see what this is about.
Okay.
Number one, you wake up by 8 a.m., if not earlier, and you're totally cool about it. Yep. I mean,
that's every single day.
I wake up at like 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. This
you're
is
adulting.
True. He is adulting hard.
That's, yeah, that's just, yeah, I did a thing.
yeah. This next one is why I brought this to your attention because this is so relevant to you right now.
Yep.
It really is.
You might have some lower back pain, but who cares? You're awake and ready to seize the day. Okay.
That's not how he's been handling this.
No.
No.
I have debilitating.
No, I know. I'm just saying you're not like, who cares? Just my back. It's like, fuck. It's like,
Can you pick that up for me?
Yeah.
The only thing seizing is his back. Yeah.
It's thank you. Fucking hurts. Can we play the clip of how I hurt my back?
Yes.
This isn't just generic, like, oh, I have pain in my back from adulting all day. This is how I hurt my back. In the pit.
Yeah. Ouchie.
Slotted.
Whoa.
Deep. No. I was so deep in that barrel. The barrel itself was like, you gotta get out, you know?
Totally.
You're too deep. Not in a sexual way.
Yeah, no.
I don't think
didn't think it was.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
So
the barrel was like, let's okay, dude, get out of here. And I hit the wall. It launched me over the lip, as you can see right there.
Yeah,
back's not in an ideal position.
Mm-mm.
That's you know, this is not the standard adulting position.
No,
that is not an adulting move.
Slam me against the bottom. It was like this shallow.
Ugh.
And I didn't think anything of it. I just surfed again afterwards because I didn't really feel anything too crazy. I just kind of scraped my back on the bottom. And then the next day went golfing and did a lot of this.
And you were also, you wore heels too.
Surfing?
No, they all wore heels to the club. You guys wore high heels to the club and that's okay.
Were they from Lowe's?
They are from Lewis.
We should say this was your bachelor party.
Cody's bachelor party. Yes.
My friend bought us some shoes that made us all, that gave us 3 inches of height. They just looked like normal shoes.
They looked like normal shoes, but they had like clips like in them.
If you had like an X-ray vision of these shoes, we were all up on
their
toes, like we were wearing high heels.
So we were like all teasing. I was like, a lot of my friends are his friends' wives and girlfriends, and so we were like all, they were like, oh, how are your heels last night? And like all the guys were like, everyone woke up like so sore, like their backs hurt.
Yeah, so this is like a combo.
It's just
of like
a combo.
Five different things that culminated, that's a word, right?
Yep.
Yes, in this intense back pain
that
I'm having.
Right.
Wow.
It kind of just like was a recipe for
Yeah, it was all four of these things and then adulting on top of that.
Right.
So that's the situation I'm in right now. My back yesterday, I could barely move. Today, it's a little bit better. And I'm just honestly genuinely depressed that I can't run.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's been like, I don't know, like ever since April, I haven't missed like 2 days in a row or something like that. Damn. And it just became like the thing that I just did every single morning. And now it's all of a sudden I'm like, I can't do that thing. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's
but it's okay that it takes a couple of days off so that you can do it for longer instead of trying to push it and then getting more hurt.
Yeah, I think the way it feels today, it's like giving me a lot of hope.
Oh, good.
Like, granted, I did take an Advil about an hour ago, so that would make some sense as to why I would feel better right now. But percentage-wise, like the percentage it feels better today compared to yesterday is up a lot.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Anyways, number three, after a few moments of being awake, you stop. How did this even happen? You look at yourself, or you ask yourself out loud in the mirror, I am a child in a 32-year-old's body.
Mm.
Classic.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, how old do you feel? Not like physically, but like when you think, like if someone, like, do you know what I'm saying? Because like if someone's like, how old are, someone asked me how old I am, I would say like, I don't know, 24.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty close to your.
No, it's not. It's like 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
How old?
I would say, but you're still in your 20s. I definitely
I'm 29.
Feel, yeah, I know. But when I feel like when I was 29, I felt younger. And I feel like actually I feel younger now that I'm like training a lot and, you know, was in decent shape, not anymore. As of this fucking last week. But I definitely feel like I'm solidly in my 30s. Like the things I care about. Like,
yes,
sitting with my, like, how much I enjoy just like sitting with the pets and you.
I agree with that. I don't feel like I'm 24 in the sense that I'm like trying to, I'm not acting like 24-year-old me was acting.
Right.
Mm. But like, oh, my flashlight's on because I'm old.
Adulting.
Oh my God.
You're reading a menu?
Yeah. But like, when I think about the fact that we're like hold getting
on,
married.
Glasses on here.
Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah, God.
Glasses. I'm taking my flashlight out.
Yeah.
But like when I think about the fact that we're getting married, I'm like, you seem so young. Like I feel so young. But then I'm like, oh, I'm 29. I guess it's like pretty normal age to get married.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had more of those thoughts at that point. Now I'm having more thoughts about like actually being ready for the next stage.
I feel ready as well.
Yeah. Like I just think about supporting our family a lot more.
Mm.
Whereas before it was like, okay, how can I support my lifestyle? I feel like we wouldn't have had this conversation about like social stuff.
Yeah.
If we were, you know, like mid 20s.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, this is the way of life. What do you mean? Yeah.
We're right.
Jump on all these things because it's like life is about partying.
Totally.
And now it's more about like, okay, how are we like going to build like the family life that we want and stuff like that.
True. Yeah.
So I don't get this. Number three.
Okay.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Especially with all this back pain. I'm a child in a 32-year-old's body. Number four, how has no one figured this out yet and allowed me to be responsible for making adult decisions and left to my own devices?
I don't know that you've ever thought like that.
No, there are a lot of people that don't, that feel like this. And I feel like it at a lot
I think
of times. I think it's
normal.
That's what I'm saying. I look at, it always seems like other people have shit way more figured out than you do.
Yeah.
And right. I think everyone has stuff that they figured out by this point.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. The lifestyle they want, the food they like, finances, job, career, family life. But everyone is at, like, there are people right now that are my age that have 5-year-old kids that are an incredible parent, right?
Yeah.
I do not have parenting figured out at all because I don't have a child. And that's going to be something that I, you know, feel completely overwhelmed by probably for the next few years.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that everyone has this sort of thing. Obviously, the most obvious one is like finances. And I think by this point, people still, it's still fine to not have career figured out or finances figured out. A lot of people hit that stride when they're 40 and in that decade of their life.
Being in your 30s is still very much a time to figure shit out. Like there's no rhyme or reason. Like you don't need to be a certain age and be doing a certain thing. Like it's fine. However long it takes you to figure that thing out, like that's the path that you should be on.
Exactly.
I also think there's something with, like, when you're a kid, like when I was 9 and my mom was 30, I looked at 30 and I'm like, fuck, she's old.
Totally.
Right? But yeah. Now I'm 34. And so that, like, how did this happen?
Is right.
Like, I'm in my 30s.
Yes. Yeah. And also you're like, that's kind of what I feel like I was trying to say or thinking was just like, I used to think like when I was 29, I would be like the oldest person in the world. Yeah. And now I'm like, I still feel young.
Yeah.
And I like, I'm figuring it out and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't feel like I thought I would feel when I was 29.
Yeah. What's that like picture? It's like, never stop. You know, it's never too late. And it's like Robert De Niro started acting when he was like 60 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like Al Pacino or one of those guys.
Yeah.
I know, do you know Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack? You might recognize him.
Yeah. No respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No oh, yeah, yeah.
He's stand up, obviously, but he's also in Caddyshack famously. He started doing stand-up at like 50 years old or some shit.
Fuck
like
yeah.
That, you know?
That shit makes me feel so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel like as you get older, that feeling of like, oh, I have time. There's time to still chase my dreams and I have time to figure out what I want. And then you start getting older and it's like, oh, there starts to be less and less time.
Yeah.
So that always makes me feel really good when I see that shit.
Yeah. I'm 29 now and I feel like I have so much, like, you two in a way different position, relationship-wise, obviously financially, career, all that stuff. But like, I just moved in with my girlfriend earlier this year, and I feel like we're not even ready to get that first step of like getting a dog. You know, we're still trying to figure out all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's intimidating. There's
it
so
is.
Much to figure out.
But it like, you just got to take it step by step. There's no like right time to be doing it. You know, you moved in together, and now just live in that, and then you know, take it step by step. There's no rhyme or reason for anything.
Sure. You really
poop,
well.
You guys poop in front of each other yet?
Yeah, I think it's gotten to the point where it was like funny when I would do it.
Yeah.
But now it's like, I hear like deep sighs when I go in the bathroom. So we got the two bed, two bath. So I've kind of sanctioned off one for myself.
Nice, that's good.
Yeah.
I let her take the master bed and then I kind of hide in the corner bathroom.
Okay.
And okay, so we have a speaker. I blast music.
Okay.
I'll throw.
You blast?
Oh, that's sweet.
I blast music.
Okay.
I'll run the sink.
I thought you were going to say you have a speaker and you blast the sounds of you shitting
out
into the...
I go live on my
phone.
You
wouldn't think
that
that's what
Cody does.
You're
still going to hear me. A little megaphone that you just...
But I do everything I can and it's still not enough. I hear if something, you know, if noise happens or whatever, I hear her on the sofa going, no, no.
I always
so that's how it's
up
going.
When my wife goes into the bathroom on whatever, like I'll be at my computer. I was like, oh, I got to put music on. Hurry, hurry. Put music
yeah.
on. So
yeah.
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 Yeah. That is kind of habit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that we have to talk about pooping anymore. I know.
No, I just.
Not the ideal.
Cody, you would think that Cody does. It's loud. It's loud when he goes in there.
Hell yeah, dude.
It is.
You would think like that I wasn't.
That you did put a microphone
you just called
next to the toilet.
Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, and then at first I remember being like, should I just like pretend like I didn't hear it? like, should I pretend like.
And then I go, babe, did you hear that?
You catch that one?
Sometimes it's like just.
There's more where that came from.
It's pretty violent in there. And then it just gets quiet and I hear, sorry.
It's the El Pollo Loco from last night.
You want next?
We actually did have El Pollo Loco.
I love El Pollo Loco.
Dave Grohl catered El Pollo for the crew?
Yes, he did. Nice guy.
Hell yeah.
He loves that place. What else we got here? You check your Facebook notifications. No, just not even going to read the rest of that one.
Yep.
You swiftly realize how long ago high school was. Swift? Is that a Taylor Swift?
Oh.
Reference
is me? That an Easter egg? I'm just kidding. No, that is not
from this
something.
This random
I
article from 10
that
years
is
ago?
That was me making fun of other Swifties for going too hard on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
That in 6 years you'll be invited to your 20-year high school reunion. I don't think about high school at all.
Yeah,
it's just I forgot it even happened. You also realize that this year you'll be invited to your 10-year college reunion. How have 10 years gone by? I fully seems like 10 years have gone by since I graduated from college.
We are also doing this with like, Cody's very just factual and logical, you know? So it's like you are thinking of this not very like emotionally, more like logically, I would
10
say.
10 years have gone by. Started in 2012.
More cerebral.
Yes. 22.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Whereas I like some people might be more emotional and are like, you know.
Well, I think about reflecting and memories and I ask myself, what is the ROI of that? No, actually, that's one of the things I really like about you is that you actually make me do those things and reflect and think about more like, I don't know, shit that has happened. Because if you don't do that, then you forget it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I just said, I don't remember. I mean, I remember high school, but like it wasn't that, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was that impactful, even though it probably was, you know.
Right, right.
Number 12, you get back out because fuck it. You're still young and beautiful and fun. And I mean, yeah, we had 20 minutes talking about that today.
Yeah, that's us. That's us this month.
There's one that hits.
13, you also have a lot of work to do today and you don't have time for hanging out under tables.
Which is a callback to number 11.
Which is you crawl under a table and cry.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that.
I don't actually do that either.
Unless there's an earthquake. And then I do that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Number 14, you turn your iPod on shuffle and start jamming to that Mariah Carey song you haven't heard in ages. Wait a second. Mariah Carey's first album came out 25 years ago? How is this possible, you think to yourself, choking on your coffee a little bit?
That, I mean, that is like, I could not relate less to this.
Is that not the most BuzzFeed shit you've ever
When was the last time you turned on your iPod?
Yeah. Yeah. This was written for people who are now in their 70s when they were 32.
Number 15, you pass a newsstand with another one of those 30 under 30 lists, aspiring to be included in one of those one day for all your illustrious achievements.
Oh, wait. You can't because you're over 30.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I mean, when I see those now, I'm like, ah, fuck. I really fucked that up.
Okay, so he does relate to number 15.
I applied to be on that when I was 29 and rejection.
Yeah. That's
they
okay.
They rejected me.
It's all right, dude. It's okay. Did they say why? Did they give reasons or did they just pass? Or?
They were like, you're actually 31.
We had a 31 under 31. You
would just yeah.
We didn't see your credit for Now We're Talking online. We can't verify this.
Yeah, good one. That's good.
We can cut that too.
No, that's staying in.
That's staying in? All right.
Number 16, you spend a good portion of the day perusing the internet for a fun birthday gift to gift yourself because you deserve it. Cool kitchenware. I'm talking new Vitamix, gardening tools, an Airbnb destination for your next big trip, perhaps. Yeah, I mean, I guess. Like, that sort of stuff, like kitchenware, I'd say appeals to me.
Me too. Today I spent, like, the morning looking at, like, car cleaning tools.
Why?
Because I watched a TikTok of this girl, like, cleaning her car with all these fun little gadgets, and then I went on Amazon
and
I was like,
any more gadgets.
I was like looking for a car trash can. Like,
is it a little
know.
Plastic thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We gotta get one of those.
You like little plastic
I like little
from
I
Amazon.
Like little I do.
She likes life hack gadgets. Which I mean it's kind of a guilty pleasure.
But yeah, you use them though.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
I get them for us.
A car trash can is a really good idea.
I know.
Damn. You know what's not arriving at your door tomorrow? A baby. That's what. You're getting a little anxious about your biological clock.
No, I don't think that applies to you.
It doesn't apply to you because you're a man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That's a better point, yeah.
Number 19. And so you start frantically looking for evidence that there's still time for you to have a child. Should you want one? What's that? Two save by... Okay.
Oh, God, this is tedious.
Keep going down. Even if you don't want kids for... Okay, keep going down.
Yeah.
And if you do have a child or your children, you're still kind of in awe of yourself and how awesome you're doing at this parenting thing. Yay, you've got this cool parent thing down.
This is just like...
God damn, this article.
Condescending.
The author's having a breakdown while typing this. Yeah.
You go, boss... Bitch. You know?
Yeah.
Totally. Way to adult.
Yeah. They wrote a dozen more of these that day.
Yeah, no,
BuzzFeed.
This is really cool beans, though. Keep going.
Yep.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait.
Yep.
You set, wait, go up one more?
Yep.
You take a few moments to consider how many more peak years you have. Okay.
Ooh.
That I would say is accurate.
You know what? This is like, I actually decided that I hate this a lot.
Why?
Like, this is so fucking stupid. And also, like, we just got done. There are no rules when you're a certain age. Like, how many peak years you have left?
Yeah.
Like, why is BuzzFeed out here putting ideas into our heads that we should have only a few more peak years left because we're 32?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I mean, I do
fucking hate this.
I do think that, like, it was, it's, by the way, I was aging before I started to try and take care of myself again.
Yeah.
I could see how that would put a cap on the amount of years you have to, like,
okay,
feel good and look attractive and stuff like that.
But this is a perfect example that it's never too late to find your thing and find your
thing. That's what I'm saying.
I
look at both of our parents and I'm like, oh, there's still time to kill it.
Totally.
You know?
And also, there's no rules. There's no fucking rules, BuzzFeed.
And even if it's not your peak year, like, physically, you know, of course, like, your peak athleticism for a guy is, like, now, I'm pretty sure, in terms of, like, endurance racing, you know. 27 to 32. But, like, even for triathlon, it's, like, 35.
Oh, really?
I think.
But then you find your peak in something.
So, like, that
else.
Stuff, is capped by a clock. But I'm saying then you're a peak at
being a dad, or maybe not being a dad, or maybe in your job, or maybe
I was gonna say
you meet
investment
someone
banking,
cool.
But yeah.
Sure. Investment banking. Banking, banking, banking.
Max ROI right there.
Yes, exactly.
I agree, for the record, with Kelsey, hardcore on that.
Thank you, Ryan. Yeah.
Okay, and then go. You know, these always end with like the feel good, like, you got this.
Yeah, we just beat you up for 30 minutes, but here's.
And then it ends with.
Oh, here we go.
And you realize that and you realize that 32 is going to be a pretty awesome year. Bring on 33, life. Wait, why are we skipping 30? Why does it go like 32 is going to be great? So bring on 33.
Well, because it's saying like, oh, let's add another year onto this. I can handle anything.
Yeah, let's slow it down. You know?
Oh, sticky buzz if you got in your brain.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty awesome year, Cody.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty awesome year that you're about to have.
Yeah, so let's forget pretty about awesome. That and think about 33.
I don't know about you.
But I'm feeling 32.
Aww. Mm. We could sing that song again this year.
So what's my birthday gift?
I can't tell you. I don't even know if you're going to like it very much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did you get me last year?
Last year, I got you the subscription to the barbecue.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Every
you
month.
Do that again?
No.
Wouldn't be mad.
No.
Okay. Just saying.
You didn't even eat half of it. They would get delivered when we'd be like out of town, and they would just melt.
Yeah.
It wasn't ideal, but it was a good gift.
I loved the gift, though.
It was a good gift.
Are you getting them car cleaning accessories this year? Is that what's
I might
on?
I might toss in a little car trash can.
Yeah. I'm so excited about this. I must be 32.
Wait, what's Kenny B-Day
can
gift?
Can I give you your birthday gift?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So,
oh, wow. You got me one?
Yes. I got you one for your last birthday, okay?
Yeah.
And so much time has passed now that I'm going to look insane for giving this to you. But I want to see if you remember what this is from. We worked remotely together for the first, year plus?
Yeah.
So I never saw you for your birthday. Yeah. So I just had to hold on to this gift.
Okay.
For like, what is it, a year and a half now?
Okay.
So, okay, or a year.
I'm excited.
So Kelsey, would you hand this over to Cody? Please. So I want to see if you know what this is from.
I'm really excited.
This is from a thing called Everything Decorated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we open it up. And yes, I do remember this.
Really?
Yes.
What is it?
It's a knife. It's like some sort of hunting knife. It's got a wood handle here. And inscribed on the wood handle, it says, "Thanks for all the orgasms."
And for the hardcore fans, they'll remember this is from our Etsy video we did.
Yes.
what was that, a year and a half ago?
And you bought me one as a gift?
I bought that for you last summer.
That's amazing.
For the video or as a gift?
As a gift for you, for your birthday, but I never saw you. So I was like, too much time had passed, and I was like, this is weird now. So I just held, I've had that knife on my desk for so long. And I was like, if I don't give it to him today, I'm gonna have to wait till next November.
Did you ever think about re-gifting this to your girlfriend?
I don't trust her with that.
She'd probably be like, I'm not giving her a knife.
So funny for someone like a woman to receive this, and she's like, thanks, I guess.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I have the clip if people want context. If we, I don't know if people are going to want to see that. Here's the.
Is this for when you're like, when you're killing a deer, you're like also reminded of how good at sex you are? I don't understand.
Oh, that's not a good joke.
So anyway, yeah, that was May of 2021. And I think in June or July, I was like, oh, I should get on that order because it's going to take a while.
Right.
I just immediately thought Cody's birthday.
That's so thoughtful.
Yeah, so I hope you, you know, carve up something cool with that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's awesome. Ow! Oh, my God.
Holy shit, dude. You got me.
Oh, you got me, too.
Dude,
wow.
Thank you, man.
That yeah. is
truly,
a wonderful
thank
gift.
You, and I yeah. will say you're welcome as well.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're welcome.
That's amazing.
From
That's
all the work
gift.
Orgasms that you've had.
Yes.
Yes.
Many.
Totally.
Yes. And many more to come.
Yeah. Literally.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, yeah, do we want to talk about training? Oh, Kelsey, your couch to 5K?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going really well.
Where are you at in the...
So I am... I hurt my back this past week, so I can't run very much.
Oh, no.
In a wave pool?
That's surfing at my bachelorette party.
You went surfing?
Yes.
In Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know there was a wave pool there.
My couch to 5K has taken a decline for sure. I kind of stopped doing it because it became not fun. It got to the point where it was painful and miserable.
Is Emma doing it still?
No. Aww. We both just didn't talk about it and like never spoke about it
again.
It
was just understood.
And then like a couple weeks after, I was like, have you been running? And she was like, no. Have you? And I said, no.
I'll go running with you if you want to start it back up. Just know that.
Also, you shouldn't be running like 8 or 9 miles right now anyway because of your back.
That's yeah. true.
You should just do like 1 or 2.
My marathon is in 2.5 weeks.
True.
So I have to, like, as soon as I'm good to start again, I have to kind of like start a little bit premature.
Why don't we try to go on like a little run and see how you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm down.
Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday.
Happy Thanksgiving.
TrueLove.com. TRULUVE. Might be sold out. If not, pick some of that up. TMGstudios.tv for the ad-free version of this show in the studios tier. And a new merch, what?
Yeah.
TMG merch?
Yeah.
Oh, and Black Friday TMG sale of new merch.
Hell yeah.
Anything else to plug?
Follow us on socials at Insanely Chill Pod on TikTok and IG.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Please, and YouTube please, Shorts.
YouTube Shorts. We're posting a lot of those. Yep. We're firing right now.
Nice work, Kenny.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's all of us.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone. Yes. Very yes. thankful for the team here.
Yeah.
Very thankful for you and all around very thankful. So thank you.
I'm thankful for you guys as well.
Thankful for you.
And thanks, you. Kelsey. And you letting me on this podcast.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye. Sleep.